Thank you, Chairman Wicker, and thanks for holding this important and timely hearing, and it's good to see all the commissioners here in person, a rare opportunity for sure. The full FCC comes before us today at what I think is a pivotal moment. If we were still in any doubt that the COVID crisis has made its impact clear to us, it is very clear today when it comes to the issue of broadband. It is really an essential service. And yet millions of Americans remain trapped on the other side of the digital divide. The statistics are well known, but no less damning. At least 18 million Americans without access to broadband, and even that number may be artificially low. 12 million children currently lack access to broadband at home, prohibiting their ability to learn remotely. And as we have uncertainty about what the fall and beyond will bring, it's imperative that we deal with this issue. In the state of Washington, 16% of families with children have no access to broadband, and 31% of households on tribal lands lack access to high-speed broadband compared to 7% in non-tribal areas. So we must expand high-quality, affordable broadband in underserved and unserved communities so that Americans who are being isolated can effectively endure during this pandemic and learn remotely, and I would also say have access to health care. It is so critical that rural communities increase the ability to use broadband as a tool to help deliver medicine at this critical time. We have a real opportunity here to close the digital divide, but I know it's going to take being bold. It won't be accomplished through just incremental change or plus us being some numbers. It will require significant investment. I know our House colleagues have promised more than $100 billion. But we have to make sure that low-income, minority, and tribal communities, that connectivity is an issue we do address. We need to invest in programs that will promote digital literacy and digital adoption, targeting these marginalized communities. So I hope that this can be part of our discussion today. Chairman Pai, I wrote on March 5th and asked for consideration of the FCC's existing authority and programs, as well as temporary policies or rule waivers could be used to help ensure the nation was being well-served during the COVID crisis. Specifically, I asked what take-home emergency actions to facilitate at-home connectivity for students to keep in-class remote schoolwork being done during the COVID crisis. So I'm not interested in just applying aggressive laws to industry. I'm interested in making sure millions of children caught in the gap of not being able to do their homework don't fall further behind. So I am looking for emergency orders by the commission. And yet nothing has happened. So I'm concerned about Spectrum as well. I know we're in a very high-profile public dispute, but the FCC has cited against federal experts on weather, forecasting, aviation, transportation safety, and national security. It would be tempting to dismiss these public disputes as just another sign of internal chaos with the administration, but I believe it is more than that. It seems to me that the agency has narrowed its interest in the standard for public broadband policy. Today, the FCC dismisses national priorities and defaults to the belief that the highest and best use of spectrum is always terrestrial broadband. Nowhere is this development more obvious than the Legato decision. Despite unified opposition from the executive branch agencies, aerospace industries, and others, Legato would cause harm to the GPS spectrum critical to safety operations. But despite a fundamental disagreement over competing studies, of which there were many, the FCC continued to move forward. So I hope today we can also discuss this issue. I believe that the FCC should not be the place to just move forward, but the place to have the discussion and make sure these issues are well addressed. It is important that these issues move forward and are addressed by the many interests of the spectrum, because this issue of spectrum is not going to go away. It's going to become even more in demand. And if you think you're just the default agency to make a decision and exacerbate the problem, you can see it hasn't gone away. It's just moved over to the Armed Services Committee. So I would ask you today to think about how we're going to do a better process given the increased need for spectrum in the future. So, Mr. Chairman, I know there are many other issues that we want to discuss today, but with that, I'll leave my remarks and ask that I do have to go to the floor, but I will return for question at some point in time. If I miss my cue, I'm sure my colleague, Senator Blumenthal, others will jump in my absence. But again, I thank the commissioners for being here in person.